الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. ما بعد، مجلس البرادرز مستر الإسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وقلت لي هو طبق إن شاء الله تعالى one by one to finish this hadith inshallah ta'ala. Yesterday we spoke about where the jinn live, and we found most of them they live in abundant area, empty area, especially the Muslim, they talk that clean area. But the most of them, the real place is the ocean and the seas and rivers. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants them to be in these places. And the jinn of al-kafir, they are like the very place, the crowded place. And we mentioned yesterday about the market. The market Iblis, la'matullah alayh, he took the market all the time and he raised his flag and he entered the market, the first one, and he came the last one. So we found that actually because the market has a lot of things make the Muslim busy to remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ignoring the salah, if we go to the market, if we go to the mall, you find what happened. Muslims sometimes they go to the mall and they lost their salah. They don't offer the salah on time because they became busy. That's why Iblis mislead his follower to ignore the salah and not to mention Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So few of us, those who go to the market, they don't mention Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's name because they became busy to sell, to buy, whatever it is. The market is crowded by Iblis, the shayateen, to make sure to misguide the people. A lot of mix between men and women, so became like a place for disobedience. I have hadith for you here, I need to mention it. Akhrajahu Abu Ya'la, Imam al-Tabari, rahimahullah, one of the authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عن مطعم ابن جبير. Ashabi, his name is Mut'am ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu wa arda. He says, a man came to the Messenger of Allah and a rajulan sa'ala al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala ya Rasulallah, ayyu al-bildan shar. A man came and asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told him, O Messenger of Allah, which town or where, which is the cities which are shar? Shar is mean bad or devil. Evil. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man he asked the Prophet, which is city, which towns are evil, or were bad, something like this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La adri, I don't know. The Prophet needs to show you that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't give you anything according to his desire. He waited for the wahi. He waited for the revelation to ask. It's not like the Muslim who asked him today, just to give you fatwa right away without any knowledge, without any base. He gives you the fatwa according to his opinion, according to his desire. Islam is not like that. The Prophet, the man asked him, which town, which city are evil? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet is saying, I don't know. ثم سأل جبريل. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited until Jibreel came. And he asked him the same question. I told him, Ya Jibreel, alayhi salam, which town, which city are evil? فَقَالَ جِبْرِيلَ لَا أَدْرِي. Jibreel, alayhi salam, also he doesn't know the unseen, unless Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tell him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot say or do anything or say anything or make any action in Islam without the wahi, the revelation, or the teaching of Jibreel, the sunnah. So Jibreel said, لا أدري. ثم غاب ما شاء الله له أن يغيب. So he disappeared until what Allah تبارك وتعالى decided or informed him. فجاء جبريل. Jibreel came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سألت ربي. I asked my Lord, which the cities are devil or evil. Bad. فقال لي ربي. Jibreel, he stated, he cleared it for all of us, for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, شر الجلدان أسواقها. the evil town, the evil place, the worst place in the market. If you find in any town, any place, in any city, and you look to the market, that is the evil place. And we clear it yesterday, why evil place? Because you forgot Allah, you forgot the Torah, crowded, mixed between men and women, fighting, swear Allah falsely. People swear to sell the merchandise, people swear to buy the merchandise. So you find in the market the flag of Iblis, la'natullahi alayhi, all the time to make sure to misguide the people, mislead the people. And that's what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. We have a question, important question here, and to concentrate with me is very important. You're not going to find this material in the book easy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows how much time was spent in order to give you the authentics, which all the ulama agreed upon. None of my class mention about weak hadith or fabricated hadith. I give you on every statement I give it to you, I try to give you the evidence. Ask me, I tell you where the book is. But in order to pick up talk about this topic, it's not only one book. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam that more than 10 books we collected this hadith from them. So this topic you need to know. Open the internet to find out the topic which you needed in your life, because we need to study this case in order to have a full protection, to be guided. Because you have everybody here about al-jinn. What they are, where they are, how they look like. Here, the first action I'll give it to you today. As I mentioned it before, we have two kinds of al-jinn. The jinn believer and the disbeliever, which calls them the shaitan, and Iblis, the head of the disbelievers. Allah gave life to Iblis, but they die like us. But Iblis, he asked Allah, that means the big one, he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give him life, not to destroy him after he disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when Allah will command him to prostrate for your father Adam. So he's still alive, and he has his children, offspring, they are groups, they are tribes, they are different religions, they are different faiths. So, we know the good jinn, the believer, يَنْتَشِرُونَ فِي النَّهَارِ. They spread all over in the daytime. And the disbeliever of the jinn, the shayateen, they love the night time, like the thieves. They love the night like the thieves. Or even the human also could be shaitan. Those who love to disobey Allah in the night time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all our sins. And then after that, the Prophet, he said one hadith here, two hadith actually. The first hadith in Bukhari عن Anas, رضي الله عنه وارضاه. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم قيلوا فإن الشياطين لا تقيل. قيلوا وقت القيلولة, the time of قيلولة. What is the قيلولة is? The time of الظهر, when the sun will be very hot. This time called the time of قيلولة. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قيلوا, try to hide, to escape from this time, not to be, unless you are working. But to follow that and to go in this time, Muslim will go to the beach with a naked woman in a summer time, as a tuhr time, because it's the hot outside, fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is the time of the shayateen, Iblis and his group. Therefore, they will run to the ocean, to the shore, they will run to the beach in that time. And this is the bliss of the shaitan. But the Muslim is not like that. If you don't work, try to hide yourself in a house, escape from this time. You pray and you leave. Or you have your work, stay in your job, unless you come to the masjid. Because the shayateen, they love this time. That is the first one. The second hadith on Jabir, radiallahu anhu arda, Hadrat Jabir. صحيح مسلم رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا استجنح الليل أو كان جنح الليل فكفوا صبيانكم فإن الشياطين تنتشر حين إذن. The meaning of the hadith which Hadrat Jabir mentioned in صحيح مسلم authentic hadith, he said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said when the night time, when the dark come and cover the whole universe and you are in the night time, كُفُّوا صُبْيَانَكُمْ, hold your children. Take your children from the streets. Take them to be in the streets in the right time to play. ان رأي قائم. فان الشياطين تنتشر حينئذ. Because the shayateen, the evil, the devil, they are spread all over. When the light comes, you find them a lot. You don't see them, but they see you. So try not to leave your children, because you could be touched by the shaitan. Especially the children like to play in the street in the night time. Try to hold where your children are, as the people here in America said, where they are. Because the shayateen, they like to spread in the night time and to cover the whole globe with their actions. The most important question we need to go and reach. We have a question. هل يتشكرون بأشواء أشكال مختلفة وهل يراهم أحد? Do they take different form or different shape? And is there anybody allowed to see them? الشياطين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, الجن قد قابل على التشكل أعطاهم الله هذه القدرة. Allah gives them the power to change their shape, to change their form to something else different. Different, more different than their original looking. They have ability to change themselves to a different form, different looking, different shape. And I'm going to give you the evidence. Some of them will have three times of the jinn. The first group is those who is still with the same form and they don't change it. They love to be in the same form like this. And they don't lie at this, they don't change the form. Second group of jinn, those who change and they become in a different shape, different form, and they love to stay in this looking. So they change that, they are able to change themselves to be different than the original, which Allah created them. And they love to be in this situation, in this new form. The third group of the jinn, those who change to a different shape for a certain time, and then after that they come back to the original time. And the first hadith and the evidence. رواه الحكمي والحاكم وذكره الذهبي. Imam الذهبي رحمه الله, one of the great عالم from الحاكم, the great book of Sunnah for حاكم from Sadra. He said عن أبي ثعلبة الخشني. Around his name is أبو ثعلبة الخشني. He's companion of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet said, الجن ثلاثة أصناف. Concentrate with me. الجن are three forms. Three different looking. Number one. صنف له أجنحة يطير بها في الهواء. The first kind of jinn, group of them, they have wings. They have wings to fly in the air. So that is the first group of. They are original, they have the original, they keep themselves in the original form, original shape, but this kind of jinn, they have wings to fly. Therefore, they have ability to go anywhere. It's faster more than any plane. They have right to go anywhere. Allah gives them this opportunity. Allah gives them this power. The second group of jinn, hayyatun wa kilat, they change, they have ability. They have power to change themselves to be in the form of snakes and dogs. Snakes and dogs. And they keep the same form, they keep the same shape, and they are around us. You could see them. Could be in the form of dogs, could be in the form of snakes. And I will give you the evidence for that, inshallah ta'ala. So they change their original form, original shape, to be a snake, and to be like a dog. That's what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Is not our opinion. That your Messenger, he said that. The third kata'i, they are yahilluna wa yab'anun. They became like a devoted. They became the devoted. They became devoted. So how is that? Let's we say, check about these three kinds, inshallah ta'ala. The first group, those who have wings They cannot change. They still with the same form. They have wings and to fly to go anywhere. So they love to be, they are the original looking with wings. They have wings to fly. The second one, those who are changing themselves to be like a snake and dog, they love to keep themselves in this looking. The form of a snake, the form of dog. And they continue to keep their looking in a form of a snake, in a form of dog. Remember the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad, Al-Kalb al-Aswad min al-Shaytan. If you see the black, pure black dog in a street, you have to say, A'udhu billahi min al-Shaytan rajim. And you say, Allahu Akbar. Because the Prophet Muhammad said, he is the Shaytan. He is the Shaytan. The one who doesn't have any spot, white or red or anything, completely black from all over, dark black. The third kind, those who love to have temporary form, temporary to temporary shape, to change themselves to the original, and then after that, for a while, and then after that, they come back again to the original form. The evidence from the Sunnah. The third one now, I would like to show you where they are able to change themselves to a snake. And concentrate, be patient with me, listen to this hadith very carefully, because you may face it. We need to protect ourselves. If they became in the form of a snake, both of them, the believers of the jinn and the disbeliever of the jinn, they love to be in the form of snake. What is the evidence for that, Sheikh Mustafa? The first hadith I got from Yusuf Muslim, authentic hadith from the book of Muslim, the most trusted book also after Bukhari, after the book of Allah Qud. عن أبي السائب مولى هشام بن زهرة. أبي السائب is a servant of هشام بن زهرة companion. And أبو السائب also narrates different hadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, أنه دخل على أبي سعيد. أبو السائب, he entered the house of أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه وأرضاه, the great Sahabi, from the great Sahaba of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم narrates thousands of hadith Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه وارضاه. He said, Abu Sa'id, I visited Abu Sa'id. And when I visited him, فوجدته يصلي. I found him, Sheikh Ali, Abu Sa'id is Hebrew. Abu Sa'id, he said, I found Abu Sa'id praying. And then after that, فسمعت تحريكا في عراشين. While I'm waiting for him until he finished in his house, while I'm waiting for him, I heard like a sound that came from one of the rooms in his house. He heard some voice came like from Arajin. Arajin meaning different room which is built by the three leaves. They have the sticks that come from the three leaves and they build this room. So he heard some news come from this room. Abu Sa'id is still intact. And then I look at it, Abu Sa'id in the red, and he said, while Abu Sa'id is still praying, I looked towards this room. Then I found, I was shocked. He found like a big snake. He found big snake in this room. فأصابني الهلع. I was trembling, I was shaking. I scared. You can imagine if you see snake, you are a human. You cannot control yourself, you will be scared, you will be trembling, you will be shaken. Then, فأخذت رمحي, I took my arrow to kill it. فأشار علي أبو سعيد أن أجلس. أبو سعيد, while his brain, he indicated by his finger to me to sit down, or by his hand. He told me like this, to sit down. So, I have intention to go and kill the snake, which is hidden in one of the room I saw. It's a big snake. So Abu Sa'id, while he was praying, he surely asked me, show by his hand to sit down, not to go. فَلَمَّا انْتَهَى. And when Abu Sa'id was فَلَمَّا انْطَرَفَ, when Abu Sa'id finished his salah, what did he do? فَقَالَ أَطَرَى هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Did you see this room? فَقُلْتُ نَعَمْ. Yes, I saw it. فَقَالَ أَبُو سَعِيد. Abu Sa'id, he answered, كان فيه فتى منا حديث عهد الجعرس. He was living in this room, a young man, groom. He just was married. He's a new marriage, he's a new marriage. One young man from among the Sahaba, from the Sahara, he used to live in this room. He used to live in this room. And he was a new groom. He just married. قال فخرجنا مع رسول الله فصلى في الخندق. This young man, when he heard the adhan and the calling for jihad, we went to the Prophet ﷺ to the battle of Khandaq, the ditch. When they make a ditch around the Medina to protect themselves from Allah, Quraysh and other disbeliever groups to attack the Medina. So this man, the young man, the new man, he heard that calling for jihad, so he went to the Prophet ﷺ in jihad. Then Abu Sa'id is still narrated. He said, this young man, the new married, كان يستأذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم للذهاب إلى أهله في النهار. He used to take a permission from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the daytime to come back to his wife, because he's a new married, to come back to his wife in the daytime. Until a day, until one day, he asked the Prophet to give him permission. He told them, Ya Rasulallah, I want to take a permission from you because Allah sent the ayat, Surah Al-Ahzab and the others, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers to take a permission from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who take a permission from the believers. So one day he said, I'll give you permission, Messenger of Allah, to go and visit my family, between his wife. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فخذ رمحك خذ رمحك take your arrow with you فإني أخشى عليك قريظة because I fear about you from the tribe of يهود بني قريظة those who broke the pledge the promise with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم the Prophet took a pledge from them to secure the Medina from the southeast And they cooperated with this group of that all those who came to attack Medina. Secretly, they cooperated with them to give them the news and to open, almost to open the Medina from south for the disbelievers. When Abu Sufyan came to him and Hayy ibn Asqab, the head of the Yahud. So anyway, he advised him to take the arrow with him to be protected from Bani Qurayza. Maybe he needs somebody with them in Medina Street, so he has his arrow to protect himself. فقال فقال فقلت اقصف رمحك وادخل الليل بيت and when he took his arrow and he came back he found his wife in outside door between the doors and the darkest room he found her outside قال this man he took the young man the married the new married he took the rumh the arrow to kill his wife Why you want to kill his wife? Because as you know in Islam, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تخرج المرأة إلا لإذن زوجها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Bukhari, the woman cannot leave the house unless she take a permission from the husband. So in the time of the Sahaba, it's different than us. The woman that is now for the Muslim, they leave the house without any permission. The woman, if she fear Allah and she believe Allah and His Messenger, And hereafter, she cannot leave the house unless she informs her husband to take his permission. Then, when he intended to kill her, قالت اكفف عني عني هذا. She told him, take away your arrow from me. Don't kill me. Let me show you what's inside the house. That means he's in his room. And he went to enter the room, and he found on his bed a big snake, all sitting on the bed. So what did he do? This man, young man, he took the arrow and he went to the snake and he killed it. And he left his arrow on the middle of the snake, on the head of the snake, and killed it. And before he go, he's exactly outside. What happened to him? What happened to him, Ash-Khali? After he killed the snake, before he leave the house to come back to the Prophet again, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this arrow returned back against him, against his body, and he has been killed. The young man, who killed the snake inside his house, and after before he left, this arrow returned back against his body and killed him. So Abu Sa'id, he said, we don't know who died first, the snake or the young man, the companion of the Prophet, the new married person. Then after that, Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu wa arda, he cleared it for all of us. سألنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Abu Sa'id came and he said, we asked the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فذكرنا ذلك لرسول الله. We mentioned the story about the young man who has been killed. فقلنا ادعو له ادعو الله أن يحييه. We told the Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, pray that Allah gives him life again. But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he doesn't bring the people back to give them life. Because Allah عز وجل هو الذي يحيي ويميت. Allah is the one who gives life and he caused death. The Prophet has no authority to resurrect somebody or to bring somebody to life again after he died. This is not the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, استغفروا لصاحبكم. Seek forgiveness, make dua for your friend after he has been died. If you love him, make dua for him. But he rejects actually to ask or to resurrect or give him life again, because that's not his shah. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shah. ثم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet said, إن بالمدينة جنا قد أسلموا. In Medina there is the jinn, they became Muslim. Here is the situation now, the conclusion. In Medina, in the Medina, because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he left the Medina, he was in the border to bring the Medina against the kuffar. And he left the children and women. He said, in Medina, there is the jinn, they became a believer. The jinn became believer. فَهَذَا إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا فَأَذَنُوهُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. If you see something like that, you came to the snake, if you find it in your house, and you give him permission to leave after three days, you have to come and to kill, call the jinn. أستأذن أستحلفك. I ask you by the name of Allah. I ask you by the blessing you give it to Nuh. I ask you by the blessing you give it to Sulaiman. To leave the house within 3 days. فإن لم يفعل. And if you see the snake is still in the house, what you should say? فاقتلوه فإنه شيطان. After these 3 days, that, and you find the snake is still in the house, kill him, because he is a shaitan. Because when you come to the believer of the jinn and you told him, I ask you by the name of Allah to leave the house, and I give you 3 days not to come back again. If he still insists to come to the house, meaning he is a shaitan, go and kill him. Meaning he is a shaitan, go and kill him. The another riwayah for the hadith, we continue tomorrow, because I give you half of the hadith. We'll see how is that work, because of time I know you need to come back to work. But be with us, inshallah ta'ala, in the next class. We have a lot to speak about it. How we protect. We're still gonna discuss about the dogs. The dogs, the jinn like to take the form of dogs. We need to have full protection. How we found them. Yes, you could see them, but not in the original picture, but you will see them in a different form. How you protect yourself, your family members. This is the action, inshallah, that is going to be the second class, inshallah, to continue this topic. We're not going to leave you unless you understand this topic. And remember, all these classes is recorded, and you find it in our website, www.masjidmanhattan.com. You find all the class all the time. Try to learn this classes. Give it to your children, give it to your wife, give it to your friends, inshallah ta'ala. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have in our website, some people enter the website, more than 21,000 people. This is the most famous website. Sometimes you find a website for different colors, they don't have this number. This is by the mercy of Allah, for Masjid Manhattan, that the people enter our website, more than 21,000 people. We ask Allah to reward those who are working for the website and to make this class available for all people. And remember, our Urs website, it is like a finder for all the Islamic finder. When they found Masjid Manhattan, they could open it. Our class, alhamdulillah, they will teach it in California. They will teach it in the different states. They took this class, alhamdulillah, every Saturday or every Sunday, and they teach this class, alhamdulillah. That's our purpose, alhamdulillah, to have a successful website. And may Allah reward this sister and the other brothers, or the sister, other sister, those who work for website to develop it, and so on, so on, so on, so on, and to teach the people. This class is also will be translated to different languages, inshaAllah ta'ala. I ask Allah to give us the benefits, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa minna, wa ja'alna sababa liman ihtada. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min shayatin al-jinn wa al-jinn. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min al-jinn an yahdurun. Allahumma ihmi awlad al-muslimin, wa nisa' al-muslimin, wa shuyukh al-muslimin. وحفظنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم ابن لنا مسجد منهاتن اللهم ابن لنا مسجد منهاتن يا الله those who work for this body may Allah give them توفيق may Allah give them success ان شاء الله may Allah make all of us happy to establish his house very soon may Allah سبحانه وتعالى clear our heart and to spend for the cause of Allah to establish Masjid Manhattan. May Allah make this project sincerely only to Allah Ta'ala and to bless everyone who works and bless every one of you inshaAllah ta'ala. Wa ta'ala subhanahu wa ta'ala to meet all of us love each other in sabeelillah and to be together with our beloved Muhammad in Jannah inshaAllah ta'ala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Jazakum Allahu khaira. Wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa astaghfirullah. Thank you.